Hi.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late.
You said it was only going to take 10 minutes.
You know, I didn't think doing a 4K video at 100 megabytes per second would be an issue. And I meant to say megabits.
Megabytes? Kilobits?
Bits, bytes.
Petaboogers?
Peta what?
Petaboogers. It's like a trillion gazillion boogers in one.
Do I even want to know where that came from?
Well, we were talking about data sizes, and then I just changed bytes to boogers.
Oh, okay.
What's so hard to crack? What's so difficult with that conversation? Ashley's giving me the look.
I mean, how you go from bytes to boogers is beyond me. They have nothing to do with each other.
Well, some people eat boogers, so there's where the bytes and the boogers come from. Nothing?
You do realize... you do realize that the overall tone of your dad jokes may have to tame just a little for the fact that you're having a daughter.
Nah.
Really? Just nah? You're gonna go full Phil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, is there a problem with my dad jokes?
Sometimes.
Listen, this kid is gonna grow up thinking that marshmallows grow in fields.
Wait, what? Yeah, you've got to explain this one to me.
Oh, I'm now logged into Discord.
You're sending me something on Discord?
Yep. Once I get logged in.
Why aren't you logged into Discord?
I don't know.
Wow. Driving the fail boat today.
Oh, now I need my two-factor authorization. All I wanted to send was a picture of marshmallows in a field.
Why marshmallows in a field? I just don't get it.
Look, it's a field full of marshmallows.
Oh. See, we don't put anything around our bundles of hay or wheat.
Well, it's grass and it makes silage.
Yeah, we don't do that here.
Well, windstorms take away half of your stuff all the time, so I can't explain it.
I guess that kind of makes sense then. Marshmallows grow in fields.
We drive by them all the time in the summer. So I'm like, look, it's a field full of marshmallows.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, nothing. The sad thing is that's not even the worst thing I've heard on a podcast today.
Do I want to know?
Never have Michael run for president.
But we already had a debate.
Yeah. It was interesting. It was very interesting. And I don't think he's ever going to be over Burger King.
Was part of his policies to make sure Burger King puts everything in a box in a box?
Oh, you better believe it. That was campaign promise number one. To be fair, I went full redneck on my campaign speech, so it sounds pretty interesting.
Hmm.
It was easier for me to give my campaign promises in speech form.
Michael's were in rant form?
Michael's were in Michael form.
I still think we should do 2 giraffes, 0 headroom.
How are we going to do that, though?
Well, I'd be giraffe number one.
Who's giraffe number two?
I don't know. Franklin's kind of tall.
So we go around and find a whole bunch of like really tiny sports cars and have you two drive around in them?
We don't even have to find really tiny sports cars. We can just visit a dealership and not fit in most of them.
Hmm.
I know this because that's what I've been doing. Well, we did it today and we did it Saturday.
Oh yeah, that's right. You have to get like real adult vehicles now.
I have a real adult vehicle.
What is this real adult vehicle?
I have a Subaru Outback.
Okay, then why are you going for another vehicle?
Because our lease is up. So I'm trying on new cars before our lease is up.
Oh, okay.
Because you're one I can't of those just people. Get into any car and get in and drive because I can't fit in all of them, most of them.
So what did you try today?
The Honda. No, not Honda. We didn't go to Honda today. Ford Explorer, Ford Escape. Not Escape. Ford Explorer. Ford Edge and the Ford Flex, Kia Telluride, Volkswagen Golf All-Track, Volkswagen Atlas, and a Subaru Forester.
Hmm.
Now guess which ones of those I don't fit in?
All of them?
No.
Except for the Subaru?
No, I fit in the Subaru, the Volkswagen Atlas. I kind of fit in the Volkswagen Alltrack, except there's only a legless person could fit behind me.
Well, I mean, you're not going to be able to fit in any of the Fords.
There is so much headroom in the Ford Flex, but I couldn't fit in any of them comfortably.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not tall. I'm only like 6 foot flat, and I can't sit in the Ford because my head is always touching the, like, touching the ceiling roof thing.
You can lower the seat, you know. They do that now.
Yeah, that's with the seat all the way down.
I learned that I also can't ever have a Ford Focus ST or R.
Hmm.
RS.
One of those?
Yeah. Golf is the R. The Focus is the RS.
You would know. That's out of my area of expertise.
We actually did see a Golf R today.
Did I drive a 2012 Malibu.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's only got 90,000 miles on it. It's doing really well for itself, so can't complain.
So this past weekend, we test drove. The Subaru was sent. Honda Odyssey, which is the minivan, which is really nice minivan. And then we stopped at Chevy and looked at the Equinox and the Traverse.
Well, congratulations on stumbling down the path of a soccer dad.
Well, so I learned something today, or not today, Saturday.
What's that?
Not all family vehicles are family vehicles.
Huh?
So with most of the family vehicles we tested with three row seats, kids can get into the third row easily. The Chevy Traverse, the salesman had trouble getting the third row into the third row. Like getting the seat to slide forward into the to get into the third row. I had trouble pulling it, and Ashley could hardly do it. There's no way any little kid is going to get into the third row by himself, which means you also have to let them out of the third row.
Huh.
And the Subaru Ascent and the Kia Telluride both have buttons, so they just got to push the button, and the seat flies forward so they can get out.
Now, when you say flies forward, is there enough velocity to actually give you a bruise?
No.
Oh.
But it folds forward and slides forward on its own, so that way you touch the button, move your hands back, and it does it without any other human interaction.
Okay, that's not flying forward. That's gliding forward.
Fine. It glides. Like a 1970s Cadillac.
A 1970s Cadillac is a boat.
Right. And it glides.
No, it floats.
And glides.
And floats.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it will sink.
I'm pretty sure any vehicle will sink.
Not any vehicle. An amphibious vehicle doesn't.
Get water over the edge and it'll still sink.
That's different. If you drive an amphibious vehicle into the water, it will float. If you drive a Cadillac into the water, it's going to sink.
What if you've modified the Cadillac to be an amphibious vehicle then?
I want to see this Cadillac.
So do I. Let's buy a Cadillac and make it happen.
Why? Then you'd have a Cadillac.
Yeah, but then you could mount like a 108mm turret on there.
You don't want that. You're supposed to do that with Toyota Tacoma.
Why a Toyota Tacoma?
Because that's the Al-Qaeda car.
The sad thing is, I had totally not thought about that until now. Thank you.
Well, it's not really the Tacoma, but you get my point.
Right, yeah. Generic mid to late 80s, early 90s, single row pickup truck.
Toyota pickup.
Yeah.
That'd be a Toyota because you want it to actually run.
Oh, no. I had a Mazda from that era that did pretty good.
But Mazdas rust away.
Right.
The Toyotas.
Exactly. They're both POSs.
But I'd rather have the Toyota.
So have you narrowed down like any of them that you're potentially going to swap your lease for a lease?
Most likely another Outback.
What's the determining factor there?
The two others that are high on the list are the Subaru Ascent and the Kia Telluride. And the lease payments on those would be outrageous.
Wait, what's your lease payment right now?
$259.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I just opened a letter from you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no glitter in it, which is good. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You wrote this to me on May 20th.
Uh-huh. And?
This is hard to read.
Is it?
Just a little.
Oh, it wasn't that hard to write. What's wrong with it?
I don't know. I'm just having a really hard time focusing on it for some reason. I'm just really having a hard time reading it.
Oh, I'm sorry, but only a little bit.
Is there something about this I need to know?
It's pretty simple.
Huh.
What?
pretty simple. What?
Yeah.
What the hell? Every sentence is gibberish.
No, it isn't.
I hate you so much. I have to decipher every sentence.
No, you don't. You seriously think I spent time to shuffle the words around?
Yes.
That would have been a good idea, but that's not what I did.
What did you do?
I just wrote in a different direction.
Oh, you dick.
What's the matter?
You know, when I figure out what this actually says, it's on. It is on.
Are you sure? Are you sure you want to do that?
Oh, yeah. I want to escalate this.
Are you sure you want to escalate this?
Oh, I am beyond sure I want to escalate this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on, Phil.
Okay.
Just so you know, I still have no clue what it says. Because I'm trying to figure out which direction you wrote it in. Because your handwriting on this letter is not making it easy.
Well, what do you mean, which direction I wrote it in?
I can't tell which direction you wrote it in because your handwriting's not making it easy.
Well, I only wrote it in one direction.
Right. I still have to figure out which direction that is.
Well, it's one of them.
Wait, what do you mean one of them?
One
do you
direction.
Mean each page is different or there's just one direction for the whole thing?
Well, I think if you start at the top of the second page, you'll get an idea of what is exactly involved. Or else I wrote it at the end of the first page. I think I wrote it at the top of the second page, though.
No, neither of the things that you think you wrote and where you think you wrote them or where you think you wrote them.
I think it is. I know I mentioned it in there someplace.
You may have won the battle, but the war is still going on.
Are you sure that's a game you want to play?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because now I've got to take the time to decipher this.
It's really simple. I think you're overthinking it.
Well, okay, normally your letters have much more crisp handwriting to them. This letter is like 12 ticks closer to chicken scratch than your normal handwriting.
Okay, I'll admit that was because I was concentrating really hard trying to make sure I wrote it correctly.
Yeah, that's the hardest part of all of this. I'm having trouble making sense of it because optically
it sucks.
It's rough. Once I can actually figure out your handwriting, then I might be able to figure out the direction. But first, I have to decipher your handwriting so I can decipher the direction, so I can decipher the letter, so I can get my revenge.
Well, under Dear Evgeny, it starts.
Well, you... Really?
Yeah. You should put a picture of it in Slack. Under snail mail.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Somebody else will probably figure it out before you do.
Probably because they know your handwriting better than I do. Just the first page or all three?
Just the first.
So the other two pages are normal?
Uh-huh.
So once I can figure out your handwriting, I can at least read two pages?
Uh-huh.
Good to know.
I can read it to you right now if you want me to.
No, I made you suffer through mine, so I get to suffer through this one. That way when I retaliate, it's all the better.
I will warn you, there are a couple mistakes, so as you're reading it, it might not make sense immediately, but if you go back a little bit, it should make a little more sense.
Huh. I already know how I want to get my revenge. I've already figured it out. Although, I do appreciate that you didn't do a glitter bomb. I really do appreciate that.
You're welcome.
As for the rest of it, you are a dick.
You knew something was going to happen.
Actually, I thought you were going to take the high road. I didn't think you would actually stoop to my level, and I was mistaken.
You should talk to my sister about stooping to levels.
Yeah, but that's because you have a sister.
We make Christmas hell for each other because we prank each other with opening the presents.
I mean, I have two brothers, and for the last time we actually bought Christmas gifts for each other, I wrapped the hint to where the present actually was in 18 layers of duct tape.
Oh no, I did worse.
And then he had to drive 117 miles to the present, and he had to find the present in the middle of a farmer's field.
All right, I didn't make my sister drive someplace.
Right. We play for keeps. So,
Well, yeah. There's one, my sister gave me a fake gift full of packing peanuts. And on like 7 peanuts, there was a clue to figure out where the actual present was.
Oh, wow.
Then there was one time that I've wrapped a 2x4 in duct tape and then wrapping paper and then put it in a box and wrapped that box, put that box in another box and wrapped that box, did a layer of duct tape and then duct tape. So it was like a wrapping layer of duct tape. So that way you had to unwrap the duct tape and then unwrap the wrapping paper underneath the duct tape. And then I put a layer of packing tape, wrapping paper type over the duct tape, and then another layer of wrapping paper, and then that in another box of wrapping paper. And then on the outermost box, I actually taped the gift, because it was like a card or something, in the bottom flap of the box, and then put all the other packages that I wrapped inside the big box, and then wrapped that box, and that box was under the tree. And in the bottom box with the 2x4 was a clue for another fake present that was actually hidden outside that was also wrapped in duct tape and wrapping paper.
Huh.
Yes, she unwrapped everything and then went back to the first box and figured out that her gift was in the first box.
I'm just going to say this now. I'm never doing a Secret Santa with you.
What do you mean by that?
I don't want to be responsible for my postman having to deliver 20 boxes all wrapped in duct tape.
Well, no, it would be one giant box, and as you get lower, there'd be 20 boxes all wrapped in duct tape.
You're a horrible person.
So it's a Russian doll of boxes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can imagine it.
And it's not always duct tape. Sometimes it's packing tape, because you can't tear that.
Yeah, I'm not doing a Secret Santa with you, ever. Every Secret Santa for every group that we're a part of, if they ever mention doing one, the first thing I'm going to ask, is Phil doing it?
I don't know why you'd have to worry about that.
I've got plenty of reasons at this point.
The hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, if I'm going to keep escalating the letter game, then yeah, I've got plenty of reason to worry.
Maybe you shouldn't escalate the letter game then.
I'm going to escalate the letter game.
Why? You don't need to.
Yeah, I kind of do.
You don't have to. You're just choosing to.
That is true, but your handwriting gave me a headache in under 30 seconds. That's a new record.
And yours didn't?
My handwriting was normal. Just because I wrote my letter in pyramid form doesn't mean it was bad handwriting.
No, but it made me dizzy.
What did you do? Put the letter on the floor and walk around it?
No, I had to keep spinning it.
Huh.
What?
I didn't think that would actually make you dizzy, because I proofread it after I wrote it. Huh. Good to know. I'll have to try that out on my brother.
And then you can try what I do once you figure out how it works.
Once I figure out how it works, yes. Which, speaking of that, I'm gonna get to work on that.
Good luck.